Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio, Katie Lalleman with the Henry County Farm Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what you got going on.
Well, I brought an update on spring planting. So I know, as I like to comment, Mother Nature hasn't cooperated. Well, she's hit or miss here lately, I guess, a little bit as far as bringing us some rains and slowing things up a little bit. But as far as our planting progress, every Monday I get an update from the USDA Ag Statistics. And as of Monday, we statewide, again, this is throughout the state of Illinois, we are at 32% of the corn crop planted and 31% of the soybeans planted, which is lower than where we were a year ago, because they always give us the numbers from a year ago too. But average, as far as the average from the last like 5 years, we're pretty much in line there. But I know we've had some good days and a lot of planting getting done. And then we've seen some rains pop up and of course kind of slows everybody down. But in talking to a few farmers, it does seem like some of those rains are one side of the county, you know, saw a half inch and the other side of the county or the next county over didn't see much at all. So hopefully things continue to progress well and good weather comes our way and get this crop in the ground. So
here's hoping.
Yes, definitely. So, but it is a busy time of year, a lot of equipment out on the roads. So as always, I want to put in my plug for safe driving. We want to do that all the time, of course, but especially these busy times of year, you know, a lot of farmers, you know, they're looking by the forecast and what can I get done today? And you know, a lot of times it's going long hours and trying to beat the next rain that might be coming. But so not only to those folks out there sharing the road with the farmers, but to our farmers as well, is don't forget to take a little extra time, you know, getting some long hours and just be sure to take a break if you need. And kind of leads me into May being Mental Health Awareness Month. So always remember in those stressful times, whether you're agriculture or any field, always remember to take that time for yourself. Reach out if you need to talk to someone or need some assistance. You know, friends and family can be great resources for that. So I just want to keep that in mind. And if someone is needing help, be sure to help them or ask how they are and make sure to, you know, check on folks, especially our farmers when it's busy this time of year. Families, it's good to check in, make sure everybody's okay. But just everyone in general, we all need good mental health and to be able to take advantages of the resources and the programs and different things that are available is just terrific. I'm really proud to be part of the Henry County Mental Health Alliance and the work that that group is doing. And just keep in mind of checking on folks and talking to friends and family. And those are my suggestions for today.
Normalize talking about this stuff.
That is right. That is exactly right. And that's something that we are working diligently to do in agriculture. You know, several years ago, we didn't even talk about mental health as much, and especially in Farm Bureau and agriculture. And it's something that has really become a priority for us. Our health and safety committee really focuses on that too, and our Farm Bureau women. And we're continuing to bring programs and education and just trying to be a resource in the area of mental health and mental health awareness. So,
what else are we talking about?
Well, we've got some other programs that are coming up. It's been a little quiet at Farm Bureau, but that's just because we are gearing up for everything that is to come for this summer. So we've got a lot of great things planned. Our committees have been very busy meeting and talking about programs coming up and what they can offer to the public and to our members in areas of health and safety and consumer engagement. But a program that our Farm Bureau women have coming up on Wednesday, May 22nd, is we are offering a first aid. And it's a special first aid class because it's not only talking about for your farm, but for your family as well. Our instructor is going to be Melissa Olson. She is a nurse and a school nurse at Riverdale and farms with her family just outside of Geneseo. So we're very glad to have her as the instructor. She's going to be talking about important things to learn about just common injuries, but also how you can safely and effectively respond to any type of emergency or situation with someone. So need folks to RSVP for that. But again, it's going to be Wednesday, May 22nd, 6 p.m. At the Farm Bureau office in Cambridge. Give us a call if you'd like to attend. There's no cost to it whatsoever. Now, there's no certification or anything. It's just an informational class. But we'll have food, refreshments, and a great evening of information education. Melissa just does a terrific job of explaining and educating about things. We had her previously for a CPR class and now looking at first aid, but you just never know what can happen just in our day-to-day lives or especially on the farm. And it's always good to be prepared for that and be ready to act anytime when you need. It's kind of like we talk like with CPR and first aid, things like this. We hope we teach you. We hope we educate you. We hope you don't ever need to use the skills that you get. But this is another area where we're looking to help folks gain some education and provide a great program to Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau members. So give us a call if you would like to attend that. Again, that's sponsored by the Farm Bureau Women. So.
Excellent. Of course, it's almost that time of year for the Henry County Fair.
That's right, yes. We are busy making plans for this as well. But as always, you will find us in the Merchants Building. Fair is 18th to the 23rd of June. And as always, we'll be in the Merchants Building there. We'll have some great things to give our Farm Bureau members. If you're interested in joining, that's a terrific time to stop by and talk to our volunteers. Many who are involved in either Young Leaders or serve on the Board of Directors or Farm Bureau Women. So there's a lot of things that they can talk to you about and tell you about of ways to get involved and ways to join Farm Bureau. Again, a big, very popular event is our Young Leaders put on the kids tractor, or the kids pedal pull. And so that is going to be the 19th at 5 p.m. in the Midway Entertainment Tent. So we are already gearing up for that. We are starting to gather our prizes. We always have some great gifts. I always feel bad because that's always the day I usually make some young child cry, and I always feel very bad about that. I wish I had a prize for everybody, but I've only got a few to give out. But we get some great donations from a lot of the implement dealers in the county, and appreciate those. So that'll be a lot of fun. Again, watch for more information on our Facebook page for everything that we will have at our Fair booth. We always have a fundraiser for our Ag in the Classroom program that's a lot of fun. And then again, like I said, the pedal pull. So more information. And then coming soon, probably later this month, we should be ready to start. We will have discounted passes, admission passes, week, senior, and day passes for Farm Bureau members. So that is only for Farm Bureau members. But you can come into the Farm Bureau office Monday through Friday. We're there 8:30 to 4 and purchase those tickets. We're able to pass along a discount as our appreciation to our members. So look for more information on that. Be sure to like us on Facebook. My assistant Chelsea keeps everything up to date on there with all of the programs, registration links, member benefits, everything that's going on. So that is a great source of information, as well as our website. So.
The partnership between the Henry County Farm Bureau and the Henry County Fair is a long-term and mutually beneficial relationship.
Oh, that's exactly right. We have had a presence at the fair, I'm sure, as long as we have Farm Bureau has been in existence and the fair has been going as well. So, but it's a great way. It's all about showcasing agriculture, of course, and all the different things that come to the fair. But really, you know, don't forget about the livestock shows and all the exhibits and the grandstand entertainment. So the fair board just does a great job of working together and bringing a wonderful fair to Henry County, and we're really excited to be a part of it. So.
All right. Well, Katie Lalleman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties from our Save-A-Lot studio.